This was Shalimar Republican Representative Matt Gaetz in early February.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This legislation represents a $1 billion investment in the people of Florida. It's an investment in our families. It's an investment in our parents, in our seniors, in our veterans.
But, you know, best laid plans and whatnot. This billion-dollar tax cut included big-ticket items like a reduction in the business rent tax, a series of sales tax holidays, and permanent elimination of the tax on manufacturing equipment. And the measure had a lot of supporters in the House. Here's Jacksonville Republican Representative Lake Ray.
I ask you something. Can you tell me what other states have taxes on manufacturing equipment? It's not plural, it's one. And it begins with a C. I think everyone knows where that is. It's on the left coast of the United States.
Of course, there were detractors like Miami Democratic Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez, too.
That's really what I guess you could look at is faith-based economics. It's a religion of trickle-down, which I think has been discredited, but which continues to permeate here.
And in the end, it seems $1 billion in tax cuts was probably always a fantasy. Even the House proposal spread the cut over 2 years, and it would have required the Senate to set aside its priority to fund Enterprise Florida. House Speaker Steve Crisafulli says there simply isn't enough money in state coffers for both efforts.
As I've said all along, 132% of our discretionary spending was laid out in a tax proposal and an economic incentive package. That was prior to the revenue estimating conference meeting. So certainly the resources were not there to do all of that. And as I've said, the House focused on tax cuts, the Senate focused on economic incentives, and this is where we are today with the allocations. And we feel
Thursday, Port Orange Republican Senator Dorothy Huchel brought up the Senate's take on the proposal.
Senators, this is the so-called tax package. This amendment was adopted by the Appropriations Committee and represents the agreed-to tax package with the House.
Gone is a cut for the business rent tax. Narrowed is the slate of sales tax holidays. But the Senate is still zeroing out the sales tax on manufacturing equipment.
The fiscal impact of this package is $129 million in tax reductions.
The other large cut in the Senate's package is a back-to-school sales tax holiday. It's the only one to survive the Senate's haircut, but lawmakers have reduced it from 10 days to 3. The measure is slated for a final vote in the Senate Friday, which is also the last day of session. If the Senate approves the bill, it returns to the House, where lawmakers are likely to bring it up quickly. Either way, the legislature's decision on tax cuts will come down to the wire. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.